Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Agricultural and Natural Resources Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning.
Good morning.
And today we're talking about poison ivy.
Yeah, you know, I just felt like with the warm weather we were having, we ought to learn how to identify poison ivy so that we can avoid the rash that accompanies exposure to it. And the difficult thing with poison ivy is just how difficult it is to identify. There's three different forms that we have in East Central Kansas. It can be kind of a woody shrub. It can be a vine-climbing plant, or it can just be strictly ground cover where it just kind of takes over like a little area. And to make matters even worse, the leaves of poison ivy can vary greately. We can have toothed edges, they can be incised, lobed, or even just smoothed leaf margins. So that makes it even more difficult because now we got a bunch of different leaves to look at plus different shrubs, but then even the size of the leaves can vary greatly. So I guess one of the things I would tell you to look at, if the middle leaflet is bigger and then you have two other leaflets on each side and those are very closely attached to that main stem, you were probably dealing with poison ivy. So, and I say that to say this, I guess, leaves of three, let it be. That's a saying and it definitely rings true. Every year I get phone calls saying I got poison ivy growing up my tree, and I'll either have them take a picture or we'll go out and actually see the site. And more often than not, we're dealing with like Virginia creeper, which has five leaflets rather than poison ivy. So I mean, I guess if you're going out and you're worried about that, just look at the leaves. If it's three, we're probably dealing with poison ivy. If there's five, we're probably dealing with Virginia creeper. So now I want to just take a little bit of time and just talk about how to eradicate it. Well, we can go out and pull all those plants by hand, and that's not going to necessarily kill it, but it'll help get rid of it. We can cut the vine if it is a vine, we can cut that at the ground and treat that stump, or we can just spray the plants directly. So if we've got ground cover, spraying the plants is probably the easiest thing to do. We take like a glyphosate product and we can spray that. You can go out and pull by hand. Again, know there's going to be some roots, there's going to be some regrowth there. But if you were going to go out and pull by hand, I guess I want to make sure you are aware, or just think about this logically. We want to wear long sleeves, gloves, jeans, and as soon as we're done doing that, let's go take a shower, let's take those clothes off, let's wash those. And even some people would say you need to run an extra cycle and like rinse that after you wash those clothes. So make sure you do that. If it's a vine, again, I'm a big believer in cutting that at the ground and treating that stump that would be just above the ground surface there. And then you can pull the rest of the vine off the tree if you want. You know, there's some Tripeclear products that work. Tripeclear is also a herbicide that can also ding up some trees, so we do want to be cautious. If it's climbing up a tree, it might not be the product to use. I like using glyphosate and using, even if it's amongst other plants that I don't want to kill, I can take like a paintbrush and kind of paint it on to the poison ivy leaves and control it that way. So if you have any questions identifying poison ivy or any other questions horticultural related, please give me a call at the office. The office number is 785-448-6826.
All righty, thank you. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.